This morning, I want us to consider the question of what the future will say about us. That Christians in the future, when they look back at us and how we have lived in our era, what will they say about us? Because we can see that Christians in every era have looked at the Christians that went before them and commented on them, sometimes with praise, sometimes with blame. Now, about our era, I've often heard it speculated that people will look back at us and see our silence on abortion, much as we look at other ages and wonder how Christians could have tolerated black slavery. Or others might look at our era and see the disparity between the rich nations and the poor and wonder how we were somehow comfortable to live with them. But in the light of our first reading today, I would suggest that maybe the most striking feature that future ages will see when they look back at us is how little we speak of heaven. That in our preaching, in our motivation, it's as if we're embarrassed to speak about heaven. Embarrassed to be promising too much pie in the sky. That we do often speak very fondly of God, about how God gives meaning to my life. When we try to win someone to the Lord, we might say, look, your life has meaning in Christ. But it all seems to be focused here in this world. Meaning today. Whereas in the past, theology spent a lot of effort talking about heaven, describing what heaven was like, describing the different merits of the different saints, the different degrees of glory, the different ranks of the angels, the spiritual pleasures and the nature of the resurrected body. And yet now, many a seminary doesn't even have a course on eschatology dedicated to it. Devotionally, hymns used to sing about heaven. Prayers yearned for heaven, and in preaching the great promise, as we read the sermons of old, was of heaven. And yet in our era, it seems today is too much for us. Now, what does it mean to live in the hope of heaven? Well, St. Paul in our first reading lays out some of the key aspects of it. Namely, that Christ, he is the one, Christ our head, he has gone before us. That there is a place where he is that he tells us to yearn for. That he has promised, he has prepared a place for us there. So St. Paul says, think of what is above, not what is of earth. That we must put to death, he says, mortify the earthly, sin, immorality, impurity, greed, anger. That there's a new self that even in this world we are creating, but that we get a glimpse of that new creation here because there will be this complete, definitive new creation above. That heaven changes everything. And yet, I think we speak of it too rarely today. Heaven changes everything. It gives us hope that the problems we experience in this world won't last, that the problems in this world will have a definitive ending. It gives us endurance as we go through this veil of tears. It gives us detachment so that we don't cling to the things of this world as if they were all that they are, that we cling to that which is above. and that heaven gives the promise of a reward. And how often do we actually speak of a reward? So let me close with two rhetorical questions. First, when was the last time when you were having a conversation with someone that you spoke about heaven? And in particular, when you were trying to encourage someone, when you were trying to give them hope, did you dare to speak